Good morning, everyone. As I said, this is Alan Costner. I am a regional director out of the Ohio market, and I want to welcome you this morning to the Morning Mojo call. Running a little bit behind schedule, had a little bit of an emergency here on this end, but nevertheless, we are here, and I'm excited to be here this morning. I have I have some great information to share with you this morning. I want to take a moment to take a deep breath and settle myself because, see, these Morning Mojo calls happen every Tuesday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're given that we might be a help or source to help get your day jump-started and to help motivate you and to get you going in the right direction. This morning, I want to see if I can help to be a source of that for you this morning. Today, I want to use for a topic, if I could, please, the compound effect of what you invest in or you don't invest in. And I'm going to use a book by Darren Hardy, The Compound Effect. I was exposed to that book some 8 years ago, and it was at our ACN International Convention, and I read the book, and thought it was a good book, and I put it on the shelf with all my other thousands of books, and just totally forgot about it. Wasn't about 8 years later, about a year or so ago, Ms. Leanne gave challenged us to read that book one more time. And I guess the old saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that book took on a great significance for me. The fact that it has sort of took a real significant role in my life. In fact, it's revolutionized a lot of things because that book led me to take a personal development course called Jumpstart to another course called Insane Productivity to another course called The Hero's Journey. And that has really set me on a course that I cannot stop. In fact, what I've gone back and done now, and what I want to talk about today, is that I went out and I bought 40 copies of that book, The Compound Effect. And I've been handing out that book to people. To people not in my ACN business, but to people that I want to be in my ACN business. See, these are people that I've been consulting with, people that I think that, one, are better than me, and that people that I'm coaching that one day I think that will be better than me. And I'm looking that one day they're going to be in my business. And so I'm using that book to launch them and to begin to talk to them. And so today I want to talk to you about that book, and I want to talk to you about how that book also mimics how we operate in ACN, because, see, where we invest in, we get a compound effect. See, the book itself talks about that the things we do have a compounding effect, either good or bad. And it moves us in a direction either positively or negatively. And it builds upon that. And the only way that I think that I can really bring that home to you is to really begin to tell you some stories relative to AC. And I'm going to really give you four quick stories if I could. And the first story deals with the person who introduced this business to you, Miss this business to me is Miss Stephanie Russo. See, she made a $25 investment. See, she paid $25 for a ticket to an executive luncheon for me. Now, you might say, well, she didn't need to pay $25 for a luncheon for you. You've eaten enough. Yeah, I have, but she paid $25 for a luncheon for me. So that one, that I would come to hear about ACN, because, see, she had invited me to some other events, and I refused to come. She invited me to a private business reception at her home. I said no. She invited me a second time to her home. I said no. But then she invited me to a luncheon at a restaurant that I liked. And I said, it's going to be on a side of the town that I was going to be on that day. And I said, well, wait a minute. Well, might as well just go ahead on in there and eat that luncheon and be okay. And so I went in and I ate that luncheon and I heard some information that I liked. And I got started. And now understand that $25 investment that she made today, as of today, it has parlayed into her a multi-million dollar leg in her organization. Now, would you say that was a good compounding effect for her today? That some, 10 years later is worth a couple of million dollars in business volume for her? I think that was a great compounding effect for her. So she invested $25 and it's now paying off royally for her. I think that's a great opportunity for her. And so now, the second piece is that the next person I want to talk about is Miss Cindy Williams. See, she invested some time. See, she made some phone calls. And because, see, when I got started, I was not going to do anything. See, when I got started, I was in love with the video phone. I only wanted the video phone. I just didn't want to do anything, but she was persistent that she needed to get me to an international event. Because she knew that if she got me to an international event, that would lock me in. And so she persisted day after day, week after week, until she got me to convince me to go to an international event. And I went. And so when I went, I surely did. I got locked in. And as of today, I've gone to almost 40, I think it's 40 plus consecutive international events. I have not missed not one international event. Now you might say, well, what's the significance of that? Because I've gone to 40 consecutive international events. I now have probably well over 20,000 services in my organization, and there's over 2,000 plus business partners that I'm probably counting in my organization today. Was that a good investment of her time in ACN? It has a great compounding effect. I think so. Now, the next person I want to talk about is, really, it deals with this Morning Mojo call. See, I don't miss the Morning Mojo calls. I lock in on every Mojo call, and in fact, I leverage the Morning Mojo calls. The Morning Mojo calls are a great use of time, and it's so valuable. It really sets the tone, and it really sets the day for me. It is the best use of my time. It's a great 15 or 20 minutes of my time that I use every Tuesday through Thursday. And if you're not using it, I'm going to give you a great strategy for this this morning. See, what I simply do is that basically see, if you've ever listened to most of my Morning Mojo calls, you understand that a lot of them are based on motivation. And what I simply do is that when I make my Morning Mojo calls, when I talk to people, and they love sometimes to hear me talk and hear me talk about things, it's what I do is that I send them back to our website to hear my Morning Mojo calls. You might say, well, wait a minute, you send them back to... Yes, I do, because, see, when they come back to the Morning Mojo calls, see, they see the other Morning Mojo calls, and then they also see the website, and they see the information, and they get nosy, and they look around, and they see all the people who are the customer go-getters, and they see the other promotions, and they see the other information, and they say, well, wait a minute, Alan, what is this that I'm seeing? Because, see, some I've talked about the business, and they're not interested in the business, but when they see the information out there, they see all the other information that's out there, and they understand, and they start to ask questions, and they get, and that gives me an opportunity to talk about the business. But also, too, but here's the other thing with the Morning Mojo call. See, I love the people who do the Morning Mojo calls because, see, they have such a wealth of information. Every book that has been talked about on the Morning Mojo call, do you know I have it in my library? I have invested in every book because, see, that's information, and that's stuff that I get to feed into my brain, and my brain gets expanded. See, because you can't expand your business until you expand your mind. And when you expand your mind, your business gets to be expanded also. But more importantly, see, it was on one Morning Mojo call that really sparked the depths of everything that is exploding in me today. Because she was on one Morning Mojo call, Miss Nancy Holzman. She was talking about, my mind is going so fast this morning, but she talked about it, that it was a story where they talked about burning the ships and talking about making a definitive decision. And then she was on that Morning Mojo call that I made a decision. And it was in that decision that basically that prompted me to call Miss Leanne Gabriel and said, listen, I made a decision. I'm ready to get started and to relaunch what I'm going to do. And it was from there that basically that prompted me to what? To go to my 200 customer points that made me to do 100 customer points in 9 days. It was from that Morning Mojo call. So it's the Morning Mojo calls that you never know where you're going to hear a word that will spark something down in the depths of your souls that will push you over the top, that will move you to the next level. So it's in the Morning Mojo calls that gives you that strategic movement that moves you over the very top. Now that's the third story. Now the fourth story deals with Miss Leanne Gabriel herself. See, I come to understand Miss Leanne Gabriel a little bit more in the last couple of weeks because, see, it's in one of my Hero Journey courses that I got to understand this very little concept called emotional intelligence. See, it helped me to understand how I've been dealing with her and understand that the depths of the love and the connection that we have and understand that how we're moving and operating together. See, because see, sometimes you got to understand what's the connection between you and the person that you're operating with, the person who's leading you, the person who's guiding you sometimes. Because sometimes you say, well, what are they moving me? Or are they just, you know, just hanging me out there? Are they pushing me? And then much. Let's just call it what it is. Are they manipulating me? And I said, no. They're pushing me. They're trying to pull out that which is in me to move me to the next level. And when I understood that, it opened up a whole nother world to me. It helped me to understand. See, because let me put it in perspective to you. See, she gives me these names. And every time she's giving me these names, it caused me to scratch my head. See, she's called me her CTB. And when I heard that, I was like, At first, I was like, okay, why is she calling me that? And then I embraced that. And then my wife said, well, what does that mean? And I said, oh, honey, chill out. It's good. It's all good. She said, okay, I'll live with that. But then later on, she dubbed me the Rhino. I said, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be the Rhino. The Rhino is hard. But at some point then I said, you know what? I need to be the Rhino. And I embraced it. But I'm scared of the Rhinos. Sometimes I gotta let the CTB come up. But sometimes they both conflict with each other. And they go to war with each other. Rhino and then the CTB. There's a war going on in there sometimes. But it's a good war. Because it creates the balance that I need to have. It's the balance that I need to have that moves me in the right direction, because it keeps me on a sound foundation. Because, see, you can't run as a Rhino all the time, but you need the CTB to come out sometimes. And you know, it's in that balance that I find who I am. And I thank her for that. And it's through that that I find where I need to invest myself. And see, and it's there where I find my definition. And what I'm going to do right now is that I'm going to give you some insights here. Because, see, what I've done is that I've taken the accumulation of all the knowledge that I have, and I've transformed all my businesses. See, you heard that I've had 5 different businesses that I've had, and I began to reconfigure those businesses based on the investment that I've had in all these things from the courses that we've had through the personal development. And it's given me some great insight, because, see, most of you will know from my personality wise that I am the urchin. And I am an accountant by occupation. And so, but when most people come to me, they don't come to me to ask me to do a profit and loss statement. They don't come to me to do their tax returns. They come to me to do a strategic analysis. You know, the last couple of weeks I did a workshop, and they asked me, they said, we want you to come, we want you to do a budget workshop for us. I said, no, you don't. I said, I don't do a traditional budget workshop. They said, that's okay, we understand. And I said, no, you don't. They said, yes, we do. I said, no, you don't. They said, okay, go ahead, do your workshop. And I did the workshop. Now, I understand, ladies and gentlemen, I did a workshop, and not once did I talk about numbers. And after I finished, they were blown away. But because it was all due to the compound effect, and it was all based in that whole knowledge of understanding. Now, understand this. I'm going to give you insight. We've got an international event coming up on June the 26th. You need to register for it, because that's the time that you get a chance to invest. You need to invest it. You need to make sure all your people are invested in it, because here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing there's going to come a paradigm shift getting ready to take place. See, we've been invested now for over a year. We've been invested into an online international event, but there's going to come a shift. There's going to come a shift. We're not going to move away from that online completely. And we're going to go to what I call a mix of online and live events. And that's where you're going to need to determine where you're going to invest in. Because the real leaders will be able to do both. But those who are truly not invested won't be able to make the shift to both. because we're going to have those that will have to be able to do both. You're going to need to be able to get online, and you're going to need to be able to travel to the live events. They're coming. I guarantee you. Mark my word, they're coming. But it's going to be to those who are the true leaders, those who are willing to step up, those who are willing to do those. But it starts on June the 26th. Are you willing to show up and show up in record number? Because that's where it's going to start at. For those who will show up and invest, because, see, when you show up, you'll start the compound effect. Those who show up compound and will begin to start the process of in compounding and in investing, because if you don't invest now, you won't invest later, because it stops right there. So let's invest and have yourself a blessed day. You just heard from the Rhino, who just loves you just that much. Have a blessed day. Take care.